From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is dismissing China's plan for a dual suspension in an effort to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula following the North's latest missile launches. Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for a halt to the North's missile and nuclear programs while calling on the U.S. and South Korea to end joint military exercises. The U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council such a proposal might have been considered for any other leader than Kim Jong-un.
It is an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance that we are seeing coming out of Kim Jong-un at this time. And I think all the member states recognize that, and they're all sitting back now trying to figure out how we move forward.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. stands ready to engage in conditional talks.
Our joint military exercises are transparent, they're defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the Combined Forces Command for going on 40 years. And they're designed to increase readiness and defend the Republic of Korea, protect the region, maintain stability in the Korean Peninsula, and they're also a demonstration of U.S. commitment to the alliance.
He said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its missile and nuclear programs. Libya's Eastern Administration has called for elections next year. It's another sign of its earlier rejection of the authority of the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli. The Tobruk-based parliament has withdrawn its support of the Government of National Accord, or GNA, as its fighters struggle to regain control of oil terminals that were seized by breakaway militia that it believes are backed by the GNA. This is VOA News. The UN envoy on Syria told the Security Council Wednesday that talks on the country's future will resume March 23rd in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura said the talks between the government and opposition are focusing on governance, a new constitution, elections, and counterterrorism. He said the fourth round showed how serious the intent is by both sides to engage in dialogue.
No one left. Everybody stayed. They went focused. We got an agenda. We got a timeline. We got some agreement even on substance. It is the first time that there was involvement by everyone in showing that they are serious in trying to actually achieve a dialogue among them.
Meanwhile, the U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said Syria must no longer be a safe haven for terrorists and that it's important to get Iran and its proxies out. That could be a topic of discussion in Moscow Thursday when Israel's prime minister meets Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Central Intelligence Agency has accused the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks of endangering Americans by releasing what they claim to be transcripts that describe CIA hacking techniques into electronics like smartphones and computers. White House spokesman Sean Spicer agrees, calling it just the latest leak of sensitive information.
The idea that we are having these ongoing disclosures of national security and classified information should be something that everybody is outraged in this country. This is the kind of disclosure that undermines our country, our security, and our well-being.
He said anyone caught leaking classified information will be held to the highest degree of the law. The CIA has declined to say whether the documents that were allegedly made public are authentic. Iraqi soldiers are clearing three more neighborhoods of western Mosul in a two-week-old offensive to take that part of the city from Islamic State. Clearing operations are being hampered by snipers and booby traps. Meanwhile, media reports indicate the Islamic State has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria to nearby Deir ez-Zor province. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack on a Kabul hospital that killed more than 30. The gunmen were dressed as medics and engaged in an hours-long fight with security forces. One of the gunmen blew himself up with a bomb. All three attackers died. Nigeria's main airport in Abuja has been closed for 6 weeks for runway repairs. Flights are being diverted to Kaduna. Passengers like Braharik Varma had to be taken by guarded bus from the commercial capital to Kaduna.
We have traveled from Abuja to Kaduna, and it took about 3 hours' time. And then the airport staff is very cooperative, but I think the systems are not ready.
Only Ethiopian Airlines has switched to Kaduna. Other airlines have refused to fly there. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.